Joining me live in studio is Emily Martin. Emily is part of the board of directors for the Box Age Park in Fairview. Emily, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're here just perfect timing. Our text and topic has been summertime. What are you doing every summer? And I think the Box Age Park should be on everybody's list.
Of course. Absolutely.
You guys have so much happening, so much going on. Starting, of course, tomorrow night with the first drive-in movie series. Tell us what you have tomorrow and what's coming up.
So listening to the community, a lot of feedback was they wanted a Friday night movie. And so this year with our schedule allowed for us to bring in two Friday night movies. So our first and our last feature will be on Friday nights. And then the three movies that fall in June will be on Thursday evenings. So tomorrow night we're going to be having Rio, and we wanted to do just to give back to the community, a big thanks for all the great support. And so tomorrow's movie will be free admission for everyone.
Very cool. So it's just tomorrow only free admission, right?
Correct.
So
yeah.
You want to take advantage of that one.
Yes. Yeah. If admission has been some, a hurdle for you, we hope you'll come out and enjoy a free movie. We're just really excited to kick off the season and
perfect
bring this back.
What time do gates open tomorrow night?
Gates will open at 8 o'clock. And we'll have concessions available. We'll do the same. You'll scan a QR code when you come in. You'll get the radio station to provide your own audio. And then there's a number. You can text your concession order. They'll bring it out to your car. Or you can go inside the building and pick out your food.
Excellent. So Rio, tomorrow night at the Box Age Park in Fairview. What other movies do you have on the schedule this year?
So kicking off in June 5th, we've got Top Gun. The following week is Despicable Me. And then the last movie for this early summer is going to be Hook. It's kind of a novel movie, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Novelty, I guess.
Very much so.
So and then it will be doing one Halloween movie feature, which will be in October on the 10th, which is a Friday night, and we'll be having Harry Potter.
Very good. So again, all those movies happening this summer, starting with Rio tomorrow night at the Box Age Park. Anything else on the drive-in movies that you'd like to mention today?
I'd just like to mention our sponsors. Bank of Star Valley is our season sponsor, and we're very grateful for them for their generosity sponsoring there. And then we have the movie sponsors, Sunrise Engineering, Star Valley Realty, MTOS, Riverside Dental, and Voss Vision. I'm really grateful that they are the ones that make these movies possible. The drive-in movie is viable, for the park. We need that income. That's what keeps us, it pays for our expenses and helps us tackle new projects. And of course, the movies are made possible by Easy Access and SVI.
Excellent. So those starting tomorrow night and continuing through the year. Also, you have some other events happening over the course of the summer. Tell us what else is on the schedule.
So we're really excited. This week, we're actually wrapping up a big project to improve our ball field. And want to give a shout out to Mountain Star for excavation and bringing in new dirt. We have laid sod to kind of just do some finishing touches on the field, and it's really looking great, so we're excited to invite the community out to see that. We will have our pancake breakfast on the 4th of July. That's $5 an individual and $30 for a family. And then we always have a Pioneer Celebration. We're the longest Pioneer Celebration this side of the Mississippi, and we're going to have kind of a Polynesian night. We're going to have pork roast dinner with Polynesian dancers, and so you'll be able to find more information on our Facebook page about that. And then we'll also have our car show wrapping up the summer.
Excellent. The car show is in August, right?
In August. Yep. August 23rd.
Right before school starts.
Yeah.
Perfect. Emily Martin in studio this morning, Box Age Park. She's on the board of directors. And again, the drive-in movies kicks off their summer schedule and everything happening over the summer. You mentioned the baseball field improvement project, which, it was time.
It was time.
It was time to say the least, right? That's a big undertaking, and it just goes to show some of the improvements that you and the board have been able to make over recent years to the Box Age because of these events and fundraisers, right?
Yeah, the timing of the park or the ball field was kind of interesting. January, the board met, and we just felt, what was the project that we were going to really tackle this year, and you know, I needed a little bit of a reprieve after the playground last year, and so I had not been able to apply for funding last fall, so we were limited on funds this year. And so the board just kind of had this, if you build it, they will come moment. You know, we really weren't sure if we spend the funds to improve the ball diamond, are people actually going to use it? And so we kind of just took a leap there and said, okay, we're going to dedicate some funds. We're going to find extra funds and make this happen this year. And then it was a couple months later, listening to the radio and heard Rich on talking about this, the new youth baseball program. And so I hurried and called him and I was like, this is great. We're going to be doing this. And so we're really excited. And the community has been excited about it as well. I've been out there and I've seen three different groups out playing on the field in a single day. And so Excellent. It's been great.
Excellent. As far as what is, I know you just completed it, so I don't want to ask what's next too soon. But when the board meets and they think, man, we could still use this, or we could still do this, what is in mind there for the future of the park?
Yeah, we're really hoping to secure funds to repaint the grandstands. We weren't able to secure those funds, so that is going to have to wait. You know me well. You know that I'm always thinking about what's next. So this year we're saving all of the income that we get, and I'll be applying for some grants this fall and really looking to improve the quality of the building. And so that's going to be a really big undertaking for next year. It's going to require a significant amount of funds. And a lot of volunteers to really make that happen.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Emily Martin in studio. And don't miss the first drive-in movie of the season, Rio, tomorrow night at the Box H Park in Fairview. Free admission for this one. And so just pull in, enjoy it. And exactly. The nostalgia of the drive-in movie, right?
Yes. It's so wonderful that, you know, just watching the sunset and kids are playing on the playground. It's a great way to just enjoy the beauty of the valley.
Emily Martin in studio, Box H Park in Fairview. Emily, appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.